بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، باب ما جاء في خلق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. وبسند متصل منا إلى الإمام المصنف رحمه الله قال: أخبرنا أبو رجاء قتيبة بن سعيد عن مالك بن أنس عن ربيعة بن أبي عبد الرحمن عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه أنه سمعه يقول: كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس بالطويل البائن ولا بالقصير ولا بالأبيض الأمهق ولا بالآدم ولا بالجعد القطط ولا بالسبط، بعثه الله تعالى على رأس 40 سنة، فأقام بمكة 10 سنين وبالمدينة 10 سنين، وتوفاه الله على رأس 60 سنة وليس في رأسه ولحيته 20 شعرة بيضاء. وبه إليه قال: حدثنا حميد بن مسعدة الأنبصري قال: حدثنا عبد الوهاب الثقفي عن حميد عن أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه قال: كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ربعة ليس بالطويل ولا بالقصير حسن الجسم، وكان شعره ليس بجعد ولا سبط أسمر اللون إذا مشى يتكفى، إلى آخر الحديث. My respected brothers and elders, inshallah in this session we will discuss the noble qualities and the salient features of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which are known as his shama'il. This term shama'il includes many aspects of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether it is his sublime conduct and character, whether it is his noble habits, whether it is his ibadat, his worship, the manner in which he used to sleep, the manner in which he used to drink and eat, the manner in which he used to communicate and interact with people, all these things fall under the shama'il of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the purpose for studying the shama'il, the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, firstly for us to inculcate in our lives the mubarak, the blessed qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to adopt the sublime conduct and character of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Secondly, to increase our love, the levels of our ishq and our muhabbat for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The narration appears in Sahih al-Bukhari. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. Then none of you will be a true believer. None of you will be a complete mu'min until unless I, the Nabi of Allah, become more beloved to him than his own children, his own parents, and everyone out there. Therefore, love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an essential part of our iman. We should try to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than everyone out there, which is part of our iman. Nevertheless, this kitab which is in front of us, the title of it is Ash-Shama'ilul Muhammadiyya, or commonly known as Shama'ilul Tirmidhi, which is compiled by a very great genius, a profound scholar and muhaddith of the 3rd century, who excelled in the science of hadith and the narrations of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is none other than Abu Isa Muhammad ibn Isa al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah rahmatan wasi'a, who enjoys the privilege and the honor of being amongst the top ranking muhaddithin, the likes of Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, Abu Dawood, Nasa'i rahimahumullah rahmatan wasi'a. Thus the kitab of Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah, known as Jami' al-Tirmidhi or Sunan al-Tirmidhi, it features to be amongst the Siha Sitta, the 6 authentic books on the ahadith and the narrations of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the chains of narrators are soundly proven in most instances. In this compilation of his, he gathers a collection of ahadith on the shama'il and the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Imam Tirmidhi rahimullah was not of any ordinary person. He was a scholar and a muhaddith of a very high caliber, a very high status. It is mentioned regarding his remarkable and his phenomenal memory that once, after growing quite old, after he had turned blind, he was traveling from a certain town to another. Along with him were his followers, his students, his disciples. And en route, whilst traveling, they noticed that the Imam had lowered his head quite low. He bent his back for a few seconds. And then he raised his head and he continued traveling in this manner. The students were, of course, very amazed. They were taken aback. They approached him and they asked him, what was the reason for doing this? He informed them that he recalled that there was a certain tree at that place where they were traveling. And many years ago when he had his vision and he was able to see, there was a tree at that very spot which was causing great harm and pain to the travelers. And therefore he feared that his body might get tangled in the branches of the tree. And for this he lowered his back, he bent his back and lowered his neck. When the students heard this, they were quite amazed and they said, perhaps there was a tree many years ago, but for now there isn't any tree. The Imam became very worried. He was very anxious. And he immediately ordered them to go and find out from those people living in that area if there was any tree there many years ago or not. And he said, if they inform you or they tell you that there wasn't any tree ever at this place, then I will stop narrating a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because this means that now my memory has now gone a bit weak. And I fear I might say something, I might attribute something to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is not proven. This was the concern of the muhaddithin, to narrate exactly what was transferred to them, not to add any words from their own side. They were very concerned when it came to the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nevertheless, his students go, they find out from those people living in that area, and they were all were informed that there was a tree, and the branches were quite low, which should cause great harm to the travelers, and for this reason, this tree was then cut off. This story illustrates to us the remarkable, phenomenal, outstanding memory of Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah. Likewise, there are many stories that prove the powerful memory of Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah, and there's no time to go into every story and incident. In this kitab of his, he narrates approximately 410 ahadith on the shama'il, the noble qualities and the salient features of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And of course, it's impossible to do justice and to cover all these ahadith in such a short space of time. But we will try to select few abwab, few chapters from this kitab, which discuss the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first chapter in this kitab, Babun fi khalqi Rasulillahi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, discusses the noble features of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his natural qualities, his noble features, the description of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first narration is reported from Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu. Very briefly, who is Anas bin Malik? He is the khadim, the servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who enjoyed the privilege and the honor of serving the Nabi of Allah for 10 years of his life. It is mentioned that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated to Madina Munawwara, every one of the Ansar, like how we heard after Taraweeh, they all came and they offered many gifts to the Muhajirin brothers, and they would come and give different gifts to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, his mother was a very poor woman. She did not have anything to give as a gift to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So she comes in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and she says, "Ya Rasulullah, I don't have anything to present before you. I don't have any money, anything which I can give you as a gift. But I ask you to accept my offer. I offer you my son, my beloved son, and I request you to keep him in your company, in your khidmat, for the rest of your life." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted her offer and wholeheartedly accepted Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu in his mubarak company and khidmah. Often we envy and admire people who serve the pious, the buzurgani deen, the awliya. Imagine how lucky he was. He served Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which means he will be on the day of qiyamah close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nevertheless, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes dua for him for barakah. Allahumma akthir malah wa waladah wa barik fi. Oh Allah, increase his wealth, increase his children, and grant him barakah, grant him blessings. It is mentioned that he had approximately more than 80 sons. Every year his orchard, his garden, would bear fruit twice, unlike the other orchards of Madina Munawwara. This was the fruits of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nevertheless, this khadim and servant of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one day he describes the mubarak qualities and features of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس بالطويل البائن ولا بالقصير. Imagine the amount of love and عشق he had after serving him for so many years, 10 years. And then the Nabi of Allah leaves this world. And now when they used to speak about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with such love, with that such emotions, they would speak and describe the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he tells his students that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was of an average height. He was not too tall, nor was he very short. In other narrations we understand, or we learn, that he was rab'atan min al-qawm. He was slightly taller than average person. Slightly taller than an average person's height. Then he explains, وَلَا بِالْأَبْيَضِ الْأَمْهَقِ وَلَا بِالْآدَمِ. He was not too fair and white like lime or pale white, nor was he brown in complexion. He was fair in complexion, but he had a beautiful face. Allama Bajuri rahimahullah, the commentator of this hadith, mentions that the fair complexion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was such, it had a slight taint of redness. He was fair in complexion with a slight taint of redness in his cheeks. Mushrab ila al-humra. Then he says, or he explains the mubarak hair and the zulfa of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wala bil ja'dil qatat wala bis sabit. His hair was not very curly, nor was it very straight. He had a slight curl to his mubarak hair and his zulfa. This was the hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ba'athahu Allah ta'ala ala ra'si 40 sana. Allah made him his prophet. Allah blessed him with nubuwwah at the age of 40. فَأَقَامَ بِمَكَّةَ 10 سِنِينَ. After being blessed with nubuwwah and prophethood, and we all know the entire incident very well, he was in at a cave called Hira, when Jibreel Amin alayhi salam came bringing the wahi and the revelation to him, and the entire incident is quite famous. Nevertheless, he lived in Makkah Mukarrama for 10 years after being blessed with nubuwwah. وَبِالْمَدِينَةِ 10 سِنِينَ. And he lived in Medina Munawwara for another 10 years. This narration indicates to the fact that he lived for 10 years after being a prophet and a Nabi. Other narrations suggest that he lived for 13 years after being blessed with Nubuwwat. Muhaddithin and scholars reconcile between the different ahadith, and they explain that for 3 years, the immediate 3 years after being blessed with Nubuwwat and prophethood, his da'wah, his invitation to Islam, his call to Islam was done discreetly, secretly. And for the next 10 years, his da'wah, his tabligh, his propagation to Islam was done openly. Therefore, this sahabi counts those 10 years in which he used to call the people openly to Islam. Nevertheless, he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived in Makkah Mukarramah for plus minus 10 years, and in Madinah Munawwara for another 10 years. وَتَوَفَّاهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى رَأْسِ 60 سَنَةً. And he left this world at the age of 60. Other narrations which are more authentic suggest that he left this world at the age of 63. And then a very important point he mentions, وَلَيْسَ فِي رَأْسِهِ وَلِحْيَتِهِ 20 شَعْرَةً بِيضًا. That at the time of his demise, we could not even count 20 white strands on the hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At that age of 63, still so beautiful, so handsome, fair in complexion. In the next hadith, also reported by Anas bin Malik radiallahu an, the gist of the similar hadith, but he adds on and he says, Hassan al-Jism. He had a very beautiful body. And then he explains, إِذَا مَشَى يَتَكَفَّ. When he would walk, he would take support and he would walk. Muhaddithin and scholars give 3 interpretations. Number one, this could mean, he would bend slightly forward and then walk. This would show the humility and the tawadu of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some scholars hold this view that yatakaffa in this context means that he would walk by raising his legs above the ground and then placing them very firmly on the ground. He wouldn't drag his legs on the ground. He would walk very strongly. He would place his legs firmly on the ground. Other scholars mention yatakaffa means that when he would walk a bit fast. He would walk a bit fast. He was a bit fast in his walking. This was the vigor and the strength of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And all these interpretations could be accepted in this context, that when he would walk very bravely, very strongly, and he would walk with a pace, slightly fast, taking support and bending slightly forward. These are the mubarak features and the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to help us inculcate all the mubarak qualities of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Open to Surah Mulk, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا. ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت. فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور. ثم ارجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير. ولقد زينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وجعلناها رجوما للشياطين وأعتدنا لهم عذاب السعير. وللذين كفروا بربهم عذاب جهنم وبئس المصير. إذا ألقوا فيها سمعوا لها شهيقا وهي تفور. تكاد تميز من الغيظ. كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم نذير. قالوا بلى قد جاءنا نذير فكذبنا وقلنا ما نزل الله من شيء إن أنتم إلا في ضلال كبير. وقالوا لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير. فاعترفوا بذنبهم فسحقا لأصحاب السعير. إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير. وأسروا قولكم أو اجهروا به إنه عليم بذات الصدور. ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير. هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور. أأمنتم من في السماء أن يقصف بكم الأرض فإذا هي تمور. أم أمنتم من في السماء أن يرسل عليكم حاصبا فستعلمون كيف نذير. ولقد كذب الذين من قبلهم فكيف كان نكير. أولم يروا إلى الطير فوقهم صافات ويقبضن ما يمسكهن إلا الرحمن إنه بكل شيء بصير. أمن هذا الذي هو جند لكم ينصركم من دون الرحمن إن الكافرون إلا في غرور. أمن هذا الذي يرزقكم إن أمسك رزقه بل لجوا في عتو ونفور. أفمن يمشي مكبا على وجهه أهدى أمن يمشي سويا على صراط مستقيم. قل هو الذي أنشأكم وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة قليلا ما تشكرون. قل هو الذي ذرأكم في الأرض وإليه تحشرون. ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين. قل إنما العلم عند الله وإنما أنا نذير مبين. فلما رأوه زلفة سيئت وجوه الذين كفروا وقيل هذا الذي كنتم به تدعون. قل أرأيتم إن أهلكني الله ومن معي أو رحمنا فمن يجير الكافرين من عذاب أليم. قل هو الرحمن آمنا به وعليه توكلنا فستعلمون من هو في ضلال مبين. الرجيم قل أرأيتم إن أصبح ماؤكم غورا فمن يأتيكم بماء معين.
صدق الله.
Just heard part of the Shama'il of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when we read durood and salam upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just picture our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how handsome he was. We just heard about his complexion, his black zulfa. He was fair in complexion with some reddish in his color, the manner in which he should walk, and still there's so much more to be discussed. His palms, how soft his palms were. He smiled, the noor would come out from his face, as the Jabir radiallahu anhu says, 14th full moon, and I looked at the moon, I looked at the face of beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I looked again at the moon, again at the face of Rasulullah sallallahu, and I came to this definite decision, and that the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face, the noor on his face, outshines the 14th full moon. So when we're reading durood and salam upon Nabiya Kareem, some read this feeling. Imagine standing before the Roza Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever we are, as I mentioned the other day, angels have been deputed to carry our salat and salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Salamun ala al-mursaleen. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله مقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد.
اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله. التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله. شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى على عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله، السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله.
Just make a very short dhikr, inshallah. Purpose of this is ta'aleem, to show and to learn and to teach how to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many new brothers here. We say, La ilaha illallah. When we say La, we are negating. We are saying no to every single thing besides Allah. In other words, there is nobody more powerful. There is nobody powerful. There is nobody who is sustaining us. There is nobody who is protecting us. There is nobody great illallah besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only Allah. So we negate all the filth from our hearts, the sins that we have committed, the anger, the pride. We say La to all these things. And when we say La, then just picture and imagine that we are washing away, we are cleansing and polishing our hearts. We are removing all the filth, those haram pleasures, the zina of the eyes, the lies that we speak, and all the wrongs that we are doing, the pride, the ujab, the vanity, the jealousy, the enmity, the malice, the love of this dunya, the love for haram things. We are saying La to all these things. And illallah, we are filling our hearts with the love of Allah, with the marifat of Allah, with the tawheed, the oneness of Allah. And when we say Allah, then we must picture that everything in this world is saying Allah with us. Like how we have a tongue, there's a tongue of the heart, and the tongue of the heart. We must imagine that the heart has a tongue as well. And imagine that this tongue of the heart is also saying Allah, Allah with us. And every hair on our body is saying Allah. The trees are saying Allah. The sun is saying Allah. The moon is saying Allah. The heavens are saying Allah. Every single star is saying Allah. Every single sand particle is saying Allah. The ocean, the rivers are saying Allah. The birds are saying Allah. The animals are saying Allah. The plants are saying Allah. The insects are saying Allah. Everything is saying Allah. And we imagine the greatness of Allah, the azmat of Allah, the kibriya of Allah. Recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, Sayyidina Muhammad. Allah Ta'ala is so beautiful, His name is so beautiful. Take it in a beautiful way. In dunya we call out our beloveds in the most beautiful way. So take the name with Allah, with feeling. It does not have to be in any chorus or anything. Make dhikr. The main thing is to have the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us true dhakirin, shakirin. Our tongues will be moist with the dhikr of Allah. May Allah make us his ashiqeen, his true lovers. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh, wa laka ash-shukru kulluh, la nuhsi thana'an alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad, nubarik wa sallim. Ya Allah, your name is so beautiful, Ya Allah. Your name is so soothing, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's so much of serenity in your name, my Allah. So much of coolness and tranquility, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so great, my Allah. There is nobody greater than you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making shukr to you for every ni'mat that you've bestowed upon us. Ya Allah, ni'mas that we know of, and even those we don't know of, my Allah. Ya Allah, we confess and acknowledge all the wrongs we have done, my Allah. All our shortcomings, our deficiencies, our weaknesses, our sins, our vice, our evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us tawfiq tonight of staying awake this much even, my Allah. Ya Allah, it is only out of your kindness, my Allah. Otherwise, we are useless, my Allah. We are hopeless, my Allah. Ya Allah, you've got so many young people here tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many new faces, my Allah. So many youngsters, my Allah. They are elderly people also, my Allah. They are elderly people making itikaf. They are young ones making itikaf, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have come only for your muhabbat, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's no dunya being distributed here in the masjid tonight, my Allah. There are no gold coins, my Allah. There's nothing else but your mercy, my Allah. Your rahmat, my Allah. Your muhabbat, my Allah. Ya Allah, fill your muhabbat in every single person's heart, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us your true dhakirin and shakirin. Make us those who are content, my Allah. Not those who keep on complaining, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us qanaat, my Allah. Make us true shakirin, ya Allah. Those who really appreciate every bounty of yours, my Allah. You have given us so much, so much, so much, my Allah, that we can't even enumerate all those bounties, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are tired, we are weak. Hum to kamzor hai. Ya Allah, you are never weak, my Allah. Nothing can overpower you, my Allah. You are al-qawi, al-mateen. You are hay al-qayyum. You are all-living. Ya Allah, you are self-subsistent, my Allah. Ya Allah, you don't require anybody to exist, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are always, my Allah. You are always present, my Allah. You will always remain, my Allah. You are awwal al-akhir, al-zahir al-batin. Ya Allah, forgive us tonight, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. We heard the beautiful shamail of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we did not see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we were not amongst the Sahaba, my Allah. Ya Allah, we came long after the Sahaba. But we are making shukr you made us in the Ummat of Rasulullah. We are proud to be in the Ummat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you actually chose us, my Allah. You could have made us from some other nation, my Allah. But you chose us, my Allah. Despite us being so useless, my Allah. Incapable, unworthy, my Allah. You actually selected us, my Allah. You made us in the Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This Ummat who came last in this world, but who will go first into Jannat, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love Rasulullah. At least show us Rasulullah in our dream, my Allah. In a good condition, my Allah. Ya Allah, the day of Qiyamah, don't deprive us of being in his company, my Allah. Make us be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make him see us from a distance, my Allah. Ya Allah, make him recognize us, my Allah. Make us go running to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We love our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make him be smiling at us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make him be smiling at us, my Allah. Ya Allah, let it not happen. When we go there, my Allah, the angels chase us away. And they tell us, suhqan, suhqan. Ya Allah, and then we are chased away, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us do any innovation in your deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us follow the Quran and Sunnah. Ya Allah, make us follow pure shariat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us, ya Allah, tawheed, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us true aqeedah, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us have true beliefs, ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from kufr and shirk, my Allah. Protect us from nifaq and bid'at, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from all the evil, ya Allah, the evil people, my Allah. And all the wrong things that they are bringing to deen, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the Shias, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the Qadianis, my Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us, any one of us, ya Allah, become beguiled by the Shias, my Allah. Ya Allah, they hate the Sahaba. We love them. Ya Allah, we love the Sahaba. Ya Allah, we love every single Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They revile so many Sahaba. They speak ill of the Sahaba. Ya Allah, we love the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. We love our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant us the holy kuthur water from his mubarak hands. Make us be on haqq and hidayat. Ya Allah, make us be on sirat and mustaqim. Ya Allah, do not let us deviate. Don't deviate our hearts, my Allah. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmah innaka antal wahhab. يا Ya Allah, make us become a means of hidayat, Ya Allah. Make us hadeen, mahdiyeen. Don't make us go astray. Don't make us lead others astray. Don't make us be amongst those leaders who lead others astray. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, my Allah. Badr wali nusrat farma. Uhud wali nusrat farma. Khandak wali nusrat farma. Ya Allah, Fateh Makkah ki nusrat farma. Ya Allah, we are not like Sahaba. We are not those obedient servants of yours. We are those gunegar bandas of yours. Ya Allah, hum tere gunegar bande hain. Lekin hum tawab. Ya Allah, we are tawabin, my Allah. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam I said, At-ta'ibu Habibullah. The one who makes sincere tawbah, he becomes the beloved of Allah. Ya Allah, you will love to forgive, my Allah. Allahumma innaka afuhun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna fa'afu anna fa'afu anna Rabbana la tu'akhidna in nasina aw akhtana Rabbana wa la tahmil alina isran kama hamaltahu ala alladhina min qablina ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا Oh my Allah أنت مولانا You are our master You are our protector my Allah You are our guardian my Allah You are our helper my Allah You are one who we can cling onto my Allah Allah, we can cling unto you, my Allah. Anta maulana fansurna ala al-qawm al-kafirin. Rabbana la taj'alna fitnatan lil-ladhina kafaru waghfir lana rabbana innaka anta al-aziz al-hakim. Allahumma ighfir li-ummati sayyidina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم انصر واحفظ أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم احفظ أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من جميع البليات والآفات والعاهات اللهم احرسنا بعينك التي لا تنام واكنفنا بركنك الذي لا يرى اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ومن تحتنا ومن كل جانب يا الله ہماری جان کی حفاظت فرما ایمان آبرو عزت کی حفاظت فرما ہماری مساجد مدارس خانقاہ تبلیغ جماعت کی حفاظت فرما يا الله protect our businesses and shops my Allah يا الله remove the crime from our country my Allah يا الله remove the بدأمنی from our country my Allah Ya Allah, wherever there is drought, Ya Allah, remove the drought, my Allah. Jahan bhi musalman pareshan hai, pareshani dur farma. Ya Allah, dur farma. Ya Allah, tu nasir hai, tu nasir hai. Ya Allah, you are ghalib, you are not maghloob. Ya Allah, we are maghloob, my Allah. You are qahir, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are aziz and hakeem, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so beautiful, so kind, so loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are like lost people. We are blind people, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have lost our way, my Allah. We've got nobody to guide us. Ya Allah, you are Al-Hadi, my Allah. Hidayat is in your hands, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, with your jizz, my Allah, pull and draw us towards you, my Allah. Allah, you have said, Allahu yajtabi ilayhi mayyasha. And you draw to whom, to yourself, to whomsoever you wish, my Allah. Make us be amongst all those people who you have praised in the Quran. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقَّ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ Allah, make us be amongst all the good people, my Allah. The righteous people, my Allah. Allah, make us naked and salih, my Allah. Ya Allah, our lives we have wasted, my Allah. In filth and ma'asiyat, in dhunub, in sins, and vice and disobedience, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got, Ya Allah, our beards have become grey now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know how long we are going to live in this world, my Allah. Let it not happen, my Allah, that malakul maut comes, and it is all over, my Allah. And we only present bad deeds to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be amongst those people whose tafsir we have read and learned, my Allah, that when they make sincere tawbah, you transform their bad deeds into good deeds, my Allah. Make this gathering be that gathering that has been mentioned in the Hadith kitab, that when they will stand up, an angel will say,
قُومُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ. Rise in the condition that your Rabb has forgiven all of you. Ya Allah, what else can we ask you tonight, my Allah? If it is Laylatul Qadr night, my Allah, don't deprive any brother or any sister tonight, my Allah. Don't deprive any one of us. Even if he's weak, even if he's sleeping, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever ibadat he's making or she's making, accept it, my Allah. Ya Allah, throughout the four corners of the world, different countries, my Allah. Different continents, countries, my Allah. Different towns and cities and villages, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are people making i'tikaf. There are people in Qiyamul Layl. People in Taraweeh. People are fasting, my Allah. People are having sehri. People are having iftar. In different times of different places, my Allah. People are saying, Allah, Allah. Ya Allah, they are crying to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we do not know how long we are going to live. We do not know when Qiyamah is going to take place, my Allah. Have raham on some elderly person tonight, my Allah. Some masoom child, my Allah. There's so many young little masoom children, not even Bali, but they're keeping roza. They stood for Taraweeh, my Allah. Ya Allah, with smiling faces, ya Allah, they're in your masjid, my Allah. There's so many huffadi kiram. Ya Allah, there's so many sinners like myself, my Allah. Ya Allah, there is that one person who has come into this gathering, my Allah. Ya Allah, but he is sincere, my Allah. Only you know his sins, my Allah. Only you are aware of his weaknesses, my Allah. But ya Allah, you brought him here tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, he was afraid. He was feeling embarrassed and shy, my Allah. Ya Allah, but because he's sincere, my Allah, you are going to shower your special mercy upon all of us, my Allah. And our mothers and sisters at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless every single ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, grant us your maghfirat, my Allah, your rahmat, your barakat, and your happiness, my Allah. Ya Allah, announce to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, inni yuhibbu fulanan. Oh Jibreel, I love those people in the world. Ya Allah, select us, my Allah. Make us be amongst those people whom you will tell Jibreel, Jibreel, I love that person in this world. You too must love him. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam begins to love him. And then he announces to the people in the sky, Ya Ahl as-Sama, O angels, Allah loves that person. You too must love him. And the angels in the sky begin to love us, my Allah. And the people in the earth begin to love us, my Allah. Ya Allah, let it not happen that you announce to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, Oh Jibreel, I hate that certain person. You too must begin to hate him. Announce to the angels in the sky, they too must detest and abhor him. They must hate him. And the people in the world hate such a person. Ya Allah, do not make us amongst the ashqiya. Make us amongst the suhada in dunya and qabr and akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, before the month of Ramadan leaves us, my Allah, forgive us completely. Don't make us be amongst those people whom you have cursed. Ya Allah, and Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam has brought this dua, this curse, Ya Allah, from you to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is a mercy to mankind. He said, Ameen to this dua. Ba'uda man adraka Ramadan falam yughfar lahu. Curse be to that person who sees the month of Ramadan, but still he is not forgiven. Ya Allah, don't make us be amongst those people, but make us be amongst those people whom you who forgive, my Allah, whose souls you emancipate from the fire of Jahannam, and whose Jannah you decorate every day, my Allah, for whom the fish in the sea make dua, the angels make dua, the animals make dua. Ya Allah, tu raham farma, ummat par raham farma, fulfill our hajat and needs, my Allah. Our brothers have sat so patiently, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have been, ya Allah, such beautiful, ya Allah, conduct, and ya Allah, especially our youngsters, my Allah. Ya Allah, you give them jazai khair, my Allah, from your unseen treasures, my Allah. From the treasures of yours, my Allah, which are always full, my Allah, which will never become exhausted, my Allah, from those full khazana, my Allah, fulfill each and every person's jais tamanna, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill their desires, my Allah. There are so many sisters at home, my Allah, who are unmarried, they are marriageable age, my Allah. Ya Allah, they wish they had a suitable partner, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have written to us, my Allah. All we can see, we will make dua. Ya Allah, you are the decider, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight if it is Laylatul Qadr, my Allah, decide khair for them, my Allah. So many youngsters, my Allah, they want to live a chaste and pure life, Ya Allah. Find them suitable wives, my Allah. And those youngsters, suitable husbands, my Allah. And give them pious offspring, my Allah. Give them bliss and happiness, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them naik and salih awlad, my Allah. Those of us who have who are married, by Allah, and who have no children, by Allah. Grant those people who have no children, ya Allah, grant them pious offspring, by Allah. Give them, ya Allah, children who will be healthy and in coolness to the eyes, by Allah. Those of us who are married and have children, by Allah, make our children, by Allah. Ya Allah, ulama, sulaha, ulama rabbaniyun, by Allah. Ya Allah, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, pious people. Ya Allah, make us keys towards good, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us locks towards evil, my Allah. Use each and every one of us for the khidmat of your deen, ya Allah. The work of da'wat and tabligh, ya Allah. These saatis are making effort, my Allah. Different parts of the world. All those who are striving in your path, my Allah. Ya Allah, from your unseen sources, you bestow your favors and kindness upon them. Protect their families, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them barakat in their time, my Allah. Make them be means of hidayat, my Allah. Ya Allah, gush and talim taking place, accept all the work that is taking place in madaris, makatib, ya Allah, in khankas, mashayikh, my Allah, in different i'tikaz, i'tikaf that is taking place, in haramain sharifin, masjid al-aqsa, protect those maqamat, my Allah. All so many people have gone for i'tikaf in haramain sharifin, masjid al-aqsa, and in different masajid, accept the i'tikaf, my Allah, accept our roza, my Allah. Ya Allah, ghaibin, hazirin, sabki dua, qabool, farma. Allahumma salli ala سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا واسع الفضل يا واسع المغفرة اللهم ابسط علينا من بركاتك ورحمتك وفضلك ورزقك اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين